Let's clap our hands unto the Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
You may be seated, please. I'm going to ask my wife to remain standing so you can see her. Very happy that she's here tonight. Wave your hand and praise the Lord, babe. Amen. I'm very happy first to give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ, and then to greet our district superintendent and his wife, Brother Sister Whitsett, all of our board members, the ministers, the missionaries. It's good to see you, Brother Sister Firkins, again. And then all of the campers, those who are part of Camp 1990. I greet you in the name which is above every name. And that name is?
Jesus.
That name is?
Jesus.
It's great to be here, to see you again. And I really have never forgotten you. In my mind's eye, I have looked at your faces and have contemplated the enthusiasm of your worship. And it's just great to be here again. And to see new faces, it's always delightful. We're in the presence of the Lord. We're going to have a great time. We are having a great time.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And to see all the adults here, it's an especial treat to see you again. Let's lift our hands and let's just worship the Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, hallelujah. The world is a little bit different tonight than it was when we were in Camp 1989. Brother Fickens mentioned some of the events in Europe. I believe that this is a very special camp. I believe that the Lord has something very special to offer to us. I believe that there are new dimensions that we must reach during this camp, regardless of our age. Amen. And last time when we were here, the Cold War was still on. Somebody has said that the ice that has locked the world into 40 years of Cold War has melted. The Berlin Wall no longer stands, and Europe is poised for 1992. The church is poised for the return of Messiah. And I want to assure you that God is in charge. It is not Saddam Hussein who is in charge. It's not Abu Bakr who is in charge. Almighty God is in charge. And he's not just sitting on the periphery looking with bated breath at the events, wringing his hands, wondering what next to do. He's in charge.
Hallelujah.
He's in charge. And the church is not going down. The church is going up. And the church is not getting weaker. Church is getting stronger. It was said of the house of Saul that the house of Saul got weak and weaker, but the house of David got stronger and stronger. Hallelujah! 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 And as I watch the unfolding of events, as I watch organizations come and organizations go, institutions come, institutions go, governments come, governments go, as I watch all of this movement, I am just assured of the vitality of the Church of the Living God. Oh, hallelujah. And I've come to Camp 1990 with a strong desire to do God's will. I've not come to prove a point, I've just come to do God's will. I've come to worship God. I've come to give it all I've got. I've come to open up my whole being to receive everything He has to give me. I've not come here to sit down and allow the walls to worship, or the lights, or the microphone. I've come here to worship. Praise God. Let's stand, please. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Would you turn in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah? Isaiah chapter 45, verses 21 and 22. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I felt challenged when I heard youth president saying to the young people, say, preach, Brother Stewart, preach. Well, I would like you to help me.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I know that the Lord is going to help me, but I'd like you to be on His team.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And just let's have a good time worshiping God.
Amen.
Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me? A just God and a Savior. There is none beside me.
Right.
Look unto me,
right,
and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God.
Hallelujah.
And there is none else.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let's all read verse 22 together, please, everyone. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Can you say amen? I like to be in the company of preachers. I don't like to preach in the presence of preachers, but I like to be in the company of preachers. And I like preachers to help me to preach. I try to help preachers to preach. I know what it feels like out here. Preachers are some of the only people who know what it feels like to be out here, and everybody else is out there. So, preachers, from the level of your experience, can you help me?
We're going to help you.
Amen. Let's all pray together.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the
grace.
Hallelujah! Oh God! Oh God! Hallelujah! Praise God! Praise God! Praise God! Praise God! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You may be seated, please. The subject tonight
comprised of two words. The words are God alone. Let's all say that.
God alone.
And say it again.
God alone.
Brothers and sisters, we serve a great, big, wonderful God.
Yes.
I know I've heard this many times before, but it's still true. We serve a great, big, wonderful God.
Yes.
Our God alone is omnipotent.
Yes.
God alone is omnipotent. That is to say, God alone is all powerful. God alone is omnipresent. God alone. That is to say, God alone is everywhere present at the same time. God alone. God alone is omniscient. That is to say, God alone is all knowledge. God alone is light. Bible says, in Him was light. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. Bible further says, that this then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. I'm talking about God. God alone is light. God alone is holy. God alone is holy. The book of Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Not holy one time, not holy two times, but holy three times. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. God is holy. Your God is holy. My God is holy. Your God is light. My God is light. Your God is omnipotent. My God is omnipotent. Your God is omnipresent. My God is omnipresent. Your God is omniscient. My God is omniscient. God, God, God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Because your God is omnipotent. Because your God is omnipresent. Because your God is omniscient. Because your God is light. Because your God is holy. Because your God is love. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you may ask for things. Hallelujah. You see, God can do based on who He is. I'm not talking about a weak God. I'm talking about an omnipotent God. I'm not talking about some unauthorized upstart. I'm talking about the God who created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. If you have come to Camp 1990 sick, my God can heal you. If you have come to Camp 1990 depressed, my God can lift you up. If you have come to Camp 1990 without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, my God can heal you. If you've come to Camp 1990 with problems in your churches, my God can solve them. If you've come to Camp 1990 seeking a revival, God can revive you. Hallelujah! Jesus is here right now. We cannot touch Him. Whatever your needs are, He wants to baptize you. He wants to refresh you. Holy!
A few weeks ago, in Trinidad, while Parliament was in session, and while the footballers were playing, a group of men held up the Parliament building and held hostage the Prime Minister together with other ministers of government. Those men had them on their bases, on the floor, at gunpoint, threatening to blow the building up and kill them all. You can't do that to my God. You can't plunder his abode. You can't hold him up at gunpoint. You can't place him on the floor. Helpless. He's too big for that. He's bigger than you and bigger than your missiles, bigger than your guns. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. God alone. Young people, I want to fix this in your minds. Whatever needs you brought here tonight, the God about whom I'm preaching is competent enough to address every one of them. Adults, all of the needs that you brought to this camp tonight, the God whom I serve is competent to address every one of them. I do not care how severe the problems might be. My God is bigger than them all. I do not care how sick you are. My God is bigger than your sickness and can do for you what you need to have done. I feel the Holy Ghost here. It's first night of camp 1990. This is not just going to be an ordinary night. This is going to be an explosive time in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God alone. In the year 1610, a French mathematician, in search of what he called was a sure philosophical system, crawled into the side of his large stove, where he spent several hours thinking. After hours of thought, he emerged, resolving to doubt everything that could be doubted. And the only thing he did not doubt was that he was in doubt. He came to the conclusion, and this is what he said, "I think, therefore, I am." And when he said that, he unfolded to mankind some new thoughts. He says, thought number one, man rather than God is a point of primary focus. Point number two, human reasoning is the foundation of truth. Point number three, doubt was the highest intellectual virtue. That's what he said. From that time until tonight, man has attempted to substitute a God-centered universe for a man-centered universe. The cries are many. Away with the prophets. Give us the scientists. Away with the churches. Give us the laboratories. They have in their mind gone through the Bible and they have rephrased scriptures. And scriptures like glory to God in the highest have become glory to man in the highest. And scriptures like the Lord is my shepherd has become man is my shepherd. God is my refuge and strength has become science is my refuge and strength. They that trust in the Lord have become they that trust in technology. But I want to declare from Camp 1990 that as far as we are concerned, we believe in a God-centered universe. Hallelujah. For us, It's not man is my shepherd. It's the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. For us, it's not man is my refuge and strength. It is God who is my refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, for the earth be removed, for the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, for the waters thereof ruin be covered, for the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river! The streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right over. God, 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 God. Hallelujah. For us, it's not they that trust in technology, but they that trust the Lord. Be a mountain which cannot be removed, but abide forever. For as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so is the Lord round about his people from this time and even forevermore. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the 224th day of 1990. Is the first year of the decade of the 90s. The decade of the 90s is the last decade of the 20th century. We are at a wonderful point in history when God wants to do a mighty work among us. And I believe that during this week, He's going to challenge our hearts to move into greater heights. Higher heights, deeper depth, and greater scope in our relationship with God. He wants to do it. God alone can do it. God alone can do it. Brothers and sisters, it is true that scientific and technological advancements have opened new horizons for all of us. The telescope and the television have enlarged our eyes. The telephone, the radio, the microphone have strengthened our voices. The motor cars, the airplanes have lengthened our legs. We can have breakfast in Kingston, lunch in Miami, and dinner in New York. The wonder drugs have lengthened our years. But despite all of the noble achievements of man, our world is still sick. Men are paralyzed by sin. Scandals and scams are commonplace. Wars and rumors of wars fill our airwaves. And right now we wait with bated breath the events as they unfold in Saudi Arabia. And in as much as the whole world seems to be united against Iraq, there's a nagging fear against the effects of chemical weapons. Nagging fear. We go to bed at night. We do not know exactly what to expect if we awake in the morning. Families are disintegrating because marriages are disintegrating. Coups are commonplace, even in places that were traditional safe spots. Do you know who alone can solve the problem? Well, let's find out what the problem is. The problem is not social. The problem is not economic. The problem is not even political. The problem is spiritual. sin gnaws at the delicate parts of man, erodes and festers the human soul like a putrefying sore. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. If the answer is spiritual, if the problem is spiritual, the answer is spiritual. And if the answer is spiritual, the answer is God. God alone.
God alone. God alone. God alone. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was made by God alone. Can you say God alone? I said again, God alone. Nobody was there to help him. God alone made it. Nobody was there to advise him. God alone did it. My God is able. My God is able. He's a great, big, wonderful God. I'd like to read in your hearing from the book of Isaiah. And there's some marvelous portions in the book of Isaiah. I'd like to read some as you listen. I, even I, am the Lord. And beside me there is no Savior. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. And he that formed thee from thy womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. By myself. Not two, not three, but one, almighty. Self-existing God did it all by himself. But thus said the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He has established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord and there is none else. I believe in one God. I believe that this God is almighty. I believe that this God is all wise. I believe that this God is all wise. I believe that this God is everywhere present. And I'm so glad I can worship him. I want to lift my voice. I want to lift my voice and worship my God. My God, God alone, formed man out of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. My God did it. My God did it. He created the heavens and the earth. He made man, formed man, meticulously, carefully, diligently formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into him that which made him live. That man had communion with God. What a marvelous communion that was. They shared together. And if you're not sharing with God in rich communion, you're not yet living. You're not yet alive. You are dead. Because life outside of Christ is really no life at all. One day, that communion was broken because sin entered the picture. God hates sin. He loves the sinner, but he hates sin. Sin by its very nature rails and runs in the presence of Almighty God. It apes everything that's just, everything that's pure, everything that's holy, everything that's righteous. But God always has the answer. Always has the answer. Always. And so he speaks, and his word thunders through the many centuries past and still lives with us tonight. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And when he speaks of that, he spoke of the seed of the woman.
And when he spoke of the seed of the woman, he was looking to that day when Messiah would be born of a virgin. And when Messiah was born, the announcement was made, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah! Bible says, and she shall be for the Son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which means interpreted is God with us. When Jesus Christ walked on earth, that was God walking in the person of Jesus Christ. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed unto the world, received up into glory. Jesus Christ came, and when he came, he testified that Savior, salvation had come. Salvation had come. Jesus Christ walked and taught. And as he walked and as he taught, those who heard him had to say, never a man spake like this man. One day he calmed the troubled sea, and the wind that was so boisterous was calmed. And they said, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the waves obey him? I tell you who he was. He was the same God who said, let there be, and there was. Hallelujah. He was crucified. He was buried. But he did not remain in the grave. Do you know why? He did not remain in the grave. Because if he had stayed in the grave, his death would have been useless in terms of its ability to wash sins away. So the resurrection gave new meaning to his death. He had to die. He had to be buried. But friend, if that was the end of the story, this camp meeting would not be on tonight. You would not be here. I would not be here. But thank God on the third day, he arose. And I have good news for you tonight. The tomb is empty. He's not there. He's alive. He's alive. Having been crucified, having been buried, having come back from the dead, and the fact that he's alive says to you, there's good news. I bring you good news tonight, that God alone can save you. Yes, sir, God alone can save you. If you are burdened by sin, distressed by sin, depressed by sin, I bring you good news. God can save you. Paul writes into the Romans, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. The gospel. The gospel. You know what the gospel is? The gospel is good news about Jesus, his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection. There's hope! There is hope! Because Jesus is alive! There's hope for every young person here tonight. That devil cannot defeat you because Jesus is alive. There's no set of problems that can harness you because Jesus is alive. There is no devil that can stop the revival because Jesus is alive. And thank God he's here tonight to baptize in the Holy Ghost. And so he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come, let him come, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. If you want joy, it's God alone. If you want real joy, it's God alone. If you want peace, it's God alone. If you want satisfaction, it's God alone. If you want a new life, it's God alone. If you want joy, unspeakable and full of glory, it's God alone.
closing tonight on this first night of camp 1990. I would like to let you know that there are no devils anywhere that can stop the movement, the mobility, the onwardness, the progressiveness of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you brought to camp 1990 a very urgent need in your personal life, or in your marital life, or in your church life, wherever that need is, if you brought that need here, God has the power. God has the power to touch your life with His majestic hands, and having touched your life, to dispel the fear, to dispel the anxiety, to dispel the grief, to dispel the sorrow, to throw away the depression, and to make you what you ought to be, God alone. And as I preach to you tonight, I feel the kind of presence of Almighty God in this place, wanting to do for you what only God can do, and what you urgently need to have done tonight. God alone. 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 Not man, but God. Not man, but God. Not man-made institutions, but God. But God. But God. But God. But God. God alone. Let's bow our heads. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First night, Camp 1990. Traveled several hours. Come here, maybe tired. But that's only physically. But in the realm of the spirit, that part of us that is so near and dear to the heart of God, there's a sense of wanting to reach for Him. And as you reach for Him tonight, He wants to wrap His arms around you. So, look unto Him. And what the mind does not know, the eyes cannot see. What the mind knows, the eyes can see. In our mind, we know that God is omnipotent. So we see our fears and our weaknesses and our apprehensions and our sicknesses and our problems as they come cascading down underneath the hands of an omnipotent God. And with our heads bowed, I wonder if there's anybody in this audience tonight without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Or even if you had the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you've come to Camp 1990 with a desperate need for a renewing, for a refreshing. If there's anybody in the audience with deep personal problems, maybe even marital problems, maybe even problems related to the job, whatever those needs are, let God arise and let Him touch you, because He alone can bring to bear that power that must be brought to bear if normality is to be restored. Hallelujah. The altar is opened.